I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, will Syria go extremist or moderate? One terrorist group has an agenda. Then later, an Egyptian woman overhears a conversation and her life changed forever. We'll tell you what happened in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Syria, where al-Qaeda is urging Syrian rebels to use their new power to target Christians. Mega Voices' Daryl Templeton tells us,
we know that the rebels don't look favorably upon Christians, and they're trying to set up a caliphate. So we, Christians, are seen to be the infidels and the enemy to such a regime. And so they are, unfortunately, going to be targeted, I think, perhaps even worse.
Years ago, Mega Voice worked with Free Burma Rangers to get audio Bibles into Syria and also distributed to Syrian refugees in Lebanon.
We do know that many of those who have received audio Bibles who were in Lebanon in the refugee camps there have gone back to Syria, thinking that was safer.
That was before the rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham took power. The rebel leader has positioned himself as a moderate, but will Syrian Christians stay? Whatever happens, Templeton urges,
we need to be praying for our dear brothers and sisters that they will be bold, that they will be salt and light in their communities and their families, and that the Lord will allow them to share the good news with many more. I was mindful of that verse this morning. The angel said to the shepherds that this is tidings or good news for all people, and that even means to those in Syria.
Then, as threats to the church rise in new places today, remember one country that's been in a firestorm for years. According to data gathered for Open Doors 2024 World Watch List, 82% of the previous year's martyrs were Nigerian. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says the West is missing something about Islamic militant activity there.
So we think, well, that's just kind of the way it is over there. What we don't realize is their aggressive pursuit. They're trying to annihilate Christianity from the entirety of northern Nigeria.
Boko Haram rampages in the north, but Fulani Islamic militants are pressing south. They murder and seize land from Christian farmers to use for their livestock. And Fulani political leaders tend to look the other way. Kelly says some of Unknown Nation's local partners are pressing north with the gospel, but in the majority Christian south, there's a lack of that missionary drive.
They're focused on making more Christians in the south, and that's just the reality of it. So we need to pray that God would raise up a remnant, a group of Nigerian Christians that would have a passion for people groups like the Fulani and like the Hausa and like the Kanuri, and send local missionaries in there. That is the only way the gospel will be spread throughout Nigeria.
And finally, in Egypt, about 25% of the population is illiterate. Because many of these same people do not have access to smartphones, it means they're effectively shut off from studying the Bible. Eric Wemet of Uncharted Ministries says he recently brought audio Bibles to be distributed among the refugees there. He told the story of meeting with a Syrian couple. While the men chatted in the living room, the wife was in and out of the room to serve the ministry team tea and coffee.
We were there sharing the gospel, going back and forth in Arabic. The wife delivered tea. She leaves the room, goes back to the kitchen. And this time, the head of our team notices that she's got an ear to the door, that she's actually right outside the door listening to our conversations.
The team leader asked the woman back into the living room, pulled out an audio Bible, and invited the couple to listen to the Gospel of John.
And afterwards, there's some discussion, and the husband tells our team, he said, this is good that you would bring this Bible for my wife, because she cannot read, she cannot write, and so a paper book is no good. It is good that you bring an audio book so that she can hear this.
Would you pray for this couple to come to know and love Jesus as they learn more about him from his word? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.